Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. If you got an eviction notice, or you had trouble paying your rent, or the landlord was not fixing a tap in your kitchen, you could go to the Landlord and Tenant Board for a hearing. This is a tribunal meant to resolve these kinds of disputes. During the pandemic, the board began holding hearings online. Then, last spring, the board decided it would not go back to in-person hearings. Instead, it would remain digital. Jordan Tilley, a paralegal with the Northumberland Community Legal Center, is one of many of those who represent tenants in these hearings. He, along with many of his colleagues across the province, are finding the digital first system is not working. It is impacting many renters in Northumberland, including seniors, the disabled, and those who cannot afford the technology. If you are a landlord or a tenant, you will want to hear what he has to say. I'm so pleased to have with me today Jordan Tilley, one of the community legal workers for the Northumberland Community Legal Center. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us here, Rob.
Jordan, during the pandemic, the Landlord-Tenant Board, which hears cases regarding evictions, moved from in-person to online hearings. It was also during the pandemic that there were things the Ontario government did to help renters during this period if they were unable to pay their rent. Could you walk us through a brief reminder of what happened and why it was significant at the time?
Yeah, for sure. So in March of 2020, the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, they ordered an eviction moratorium to halt residential evictions in Ontario. And that moratorium was lifted and LTB proceedings resumed in middle of September of 2020. And then again in April, in the beginning of April of 2021, the eviction moratorium was again reinstated by a provincial stay-at-home order, which was slated to end and did end in June of 2021. But what also happened was Tribunals Ontario, which oversees the Landlord and Tenant Board, they introduced the Digital First strategy, which was basically a permanent move in the midst of the pandemic. And that included a major overhaul as to how matters were scheduled and are scheduled currently. Previously speaking, what would happen is all local matters were scheduled together according to different regions, regardless of the file type. And now matters are scheduled by file type, which can create mega hearing blocks within, regions grouped together. So now we've seen, this digital first approach where we have all Ontarians now, from different regions coming and doing their hearings on Zoom or,
So when it was in person, if I'm understanding what you said, when it was in person, I would go to a particular place, there might be a whole range of things, from everything from eviction notices to unpaid rent or whatever the complaint was, and I would be heard in front of a judge.
Yeah, it would be in front of an adjudicator, which we like to explain. Yeah, you are 100% right. They are judges. And you would go to, for us locally, it'd be a local Best Western in this area. For the Peterborough area, you'd be you know, I believe that was in the Service Ontario or Service Canada location, pretty much a big, large conference room or boardrooms in Ontario. Yeah.
What sort of things are brought before the landlord-tenant board? You mentioned these files, but
yeah,
a file a file is a something has happened. So can you tell us the various things that you as a legal worker might represent somebody, a tenant, going before the landlord-tenant board?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you can definitely see a lot of applications through whether they be at-fault applications, which could be such as things as, you know, a tenant causing damage to the unit. This is landlord applications that I'm specifically referring to. At fault applications such as, you know, the tenant damaging the unit, interfering with the landlord's reasonable enjoyment of the unit, interfering with others' reasonable enjoyment of the unit. There's other eviction applications or eviction notices that can take place for illegal acts. And there's as well as not at fault evictions and eviction notices, such as, you know, landlord or purchaser own use, as well as which is known as an N12 or an N13, which is, you know, a notice to end your tenancy because the landlord wants to demolish the rental unit, repair it, or convert it to another use. Those are some of the landlord applications that we could potentially represent and give legal advice to tenants in the Northumberland area and access and represent them at their hearing in regards to those applications. There's also applications that tenants can make, such as, you know, two of the most common applications being a T2 and a T6 application. And in simple terms, those are tenants' rights and maintenance and repair applications.
The Ontario government announced a $4 million influx of money to help the landlord-tenant board go to the digital-first approach. Can you explain what that is and why it's significant?
The landlord and tenant board is being forced to switch to digital hearings only. We know that, right? What's happening is you're getting tenants and landlords having to show up either for a morning hearing or an afternoon hearing via Zoom to attend, you know, whatever hearing that they have for that day. These individuals, whether they're the tenant or the landlord, are having to join the hearing, get admitted by the moderator, an adjudicator will join soonly after whatever block they are attending, introduce themselves to everyone, and then they will proceed with, you know, the uncontested matters. But that does have a lot of issues with this approach, as you either need to call in or you need to have access to your computer.
All right. The Advocacy Center for Tenants of Ontario says it has grave concerns about this system. So can you articulate for us what those concerns are and if you share those concerns?
Yeah, I do share those concerns, of course. I think that, we believe that there are many challenges that tenants are faced with in the midst of this digital divide, right? Such as, you know, inequity, costs, and technology. So we believe that the changes imposed as a result of this approach have left tenants falling through the cracks without a doubt. You know, previously, what would happen is unrepresented tenants could show up on their day of the hearing and get support. You know, and tenants were able to easily share physical documents and evidence to support their case to tribunal staff, including mediators, as well as they could get, you know, free summary legal advice in person with tenant duty counsel, which is a service that's still being provided in the digital first approach. Beforehand, you know, many tenants struggled with physical, mental, social, and economic barriers before the shift, right? And now, you know, they're forced to change to a digital first strategy that has amplified these issues, right? You know, eventually, potentially causing tenants to lose their home. You know, technology issues, you know, navigating through a system like this requires knowledge, experience, access, lower income and rural households are more likely to have insufficient internet speeds, you know, to participate in a virtual hearing, depending on how many number of hours it could take to complete that hearing. You know, these blocks are scheduled for three and a half, four hour blocks, whether it be a morning or afternoon hearing. But sometimes, and I've been present where they have gone longer. You know, some hearing blocks are all day blocks as well, depending on the issue and the actual matters that are before them.
Well, I could see the Ontario government turning around and arguing, well, look, you know, this is a, you know, first of all, it's the 21st century. So technology is a good, you know, is generally a good thing. And also the fact that it's probably saving a lot of money. You don't have to rent all these hotel rooms and, you know, all this local stuff that was going on. And there's probably were travel expenses for the adjudicators for the landlord and tenant board. So yeah. I could see that there would be some positives to it. But, you know, the concerns that you've raised, digital access seems to be at the center of this. And I'd like to know what you're finding in Northumberland County among your clients. How many are coming to you and saying, you know, like, this is just not working for me, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. Can you maybe share some of your experience with some of these barriers?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of them, I mean, all of them are experiencing exactly that, these technology issues. I mean, some of our clients don't have a phone to access these issues, so they're more than welcome to come to the legal center and participate in their hearing here, especially if we're representing them. You know, I think they're starting to address these issues possibly by giving each person you know, if you are asking for accommodation, I mean, the landlord and tenant board does have an obligation to try their best to accommodate you, of course. So I think that they're trying to, you know, be able to give people minutes on their cell phones. I think that, you know, we're having a lot of issues with the new online portal, which is the portal that's used to upload documents, to upload evidence, to schedule hearings, and people are receiving these notices and not knowing how to access the online portal. And it's very confusing for them. And this is where all the back end work gets done. Where people exchange documents, where they upload their evidence, where they receive their notice of hearing. So we see people falling through the cracks, whether, you know, if they're not attending where they're not attending their hearings at all because they didn't receive the notice of hearing. We're seeing that a lot. We're seeing, you know, people coming to us saying, I don't know how to work this online portal. Can you help me work it?
So the Advocacy Center for Tenants Ontario did a study and they found that 44% of the tenants, or just under half, show up for digital hearings. And yet 87% of the landlords show up for digital hearings. So I guess that speaks to this, you know, tenants not being able to really access the system properly. But what I wonder is, like, you know, you've described a couple of instances where you said, you know, you guys provide help. Mm-hmm. So is that not the solution? I mean, you know, people should just be coming to you and you guys will walk them through. I mean, you can also go, I mean, there's the library has computers. There's other public places where I can access computers and get online. Isn't that really what we're talking about here? It's just, you know, maybe it just means that people, instead of going to the Best Western for a conference room, now they're coming to your office and they're doing their hearing in your office. Am I missing something?
Yeah, I mean, the question, I mean, right then and there, the question is, you know, where do we go next, right? And what can be done to help? And yeah, for sure, anyone is welcome to come to our office and receive free independent summary legal advice. And depending on the merits of the case, we could represent and, you know, direct them to the right avenue.
Well, it's great that you guys are doing all these wonderful things, but I wonder to what extent, you know, you're reaching out into the community so that people even know you exist.
This is another issue entirely. However, and I can give you a good example about this, Rob, is, you know, if you're a senior, if you're a person with a disability, if you're a lay person, and you receive a notice of hearing for your landlord and tenant board matter, on the second page, it will give you information about signing up for tenant duty counsel, so that we will get a prompt to be there on your day of hearing. But then again, I mean, that's on the second page, and that's if people, you know, it's a big package that comes in for a notice of hearing, and that's if people take the time to go through all that information. You know, by the time you get all the information and you get the Zoom link and the phone hearing and all the information about the services that are provided, that's if you don't forget or, you know, not sign up for that service. So we're trying as much as we can to get our voice out there. Word of mouth is always the best. We're getting the phone calls each and every day to provide tenants with summary legal advice. It seems like we're getting a lot more and more phone calls lately about those not at fault eviction applications, unfortunately. However, you know, getting word of mouth, going out in the community and giving them the information of what services are available to them at the legal center is definitely one thing as well that we are doing.
So what are you seeing? What kind of situations or abuses are you seeing currently in Northumberland?
Abuses in regards to the applications that are being served on.
Yep.
Yeah. So we are seeing a lot of the not at fault eviction notices. So the N-12s and N-13s, as you call them, the rent eviction, you know, the notice to end your tenancy because the landlord wants to demolish the unit, repair it or convert it. Those are applications that we are seeing more of, especially being in a rural community. You're seeing a lot of these applications in, you know, dense populations, but we are seeing these applications in this community. But the number one not at fault application that we're seeing is definitely the N-12, the notice to end the tenancy because the landlord or purchaser or family member requires the rental unit. And whether that be a legitimate or illegitimate application, those are the not at fault evictions. And the number one application that we're seeing from day to day, of course, is, which I didn't mention earlier, and I just remember now, is, of course, the arrears application. Is you're a tenant that's in arrears and the landlord gives you notice and then proceeds with the eviction process. That is the most typical application that we are seeing.
And are there remedies for that? Are there things that can be done to remedy that?
Yeah, I mean, of course there's things that can be done to remedy that. You know, for example, if you were served with, if you were late in December, and your rent was $1,000, you would have 14 days to pay that rent to void said notice of arrears. However, if you didn't void the notice, and the landlord could proceed with the eviction application. If they proceed with the eviction application, right now we are seeing an 8 to 10 month waiting period for a hearing date. Ultimately it'd be if the tenant can catch up on the rental arrears, then they could potentially, you know, not face eviction, or maybe, it's 8 to 10 months down the line and you owe $5,000 now, because of the situation that you're in. There might be a possibility where we can come to a payment plan with the landlord if they're willing to mediate on the case. And if they're not willing to mediate, it might be a possibility that we can go in front of the landlord and tenant board adjudicator to make a payment plan and avoid the eviction.
So if people are listening and they're concerned about their status, or maybe they've received a notification, what can they do? What steps should they take?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is they can definitely give us a call. We're here 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. There's a great team of lawyers and paralegals in this office that are willing to help you through your situation, whatever the situation may be when it comes to navigating through through this process, as well as there's some great sheets that the Advocacy Center for Tenants Ontario has provided that we have in office that are online that can be distributed to you in different ways. And the biggest thing being is the Northumberland Community Legal Clinic is here to help you. And if you are a rural member of the community, if you're homeless that is trying to navigate, if you're homeless trying to navigate the system, if you are a rural person, or if you can't get in the office, we can come to you.
Jordan Tilley, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks, Rob.
That was Jordan Tilley, a paralegal with the Northumberland Community Legal Center. The Ontario government announced Thursday, after my interview, it is spending $1.4 million to improve the system. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.